currently responsible for bringing us the Amiga 1 hardware, the PowerPC-based system, as well as imagine working on the Amiga 2 and on other exciting projects. Is that right, Alan?
Yeah, that's correct. And as I was saying to you earlier, it's unusually very nice here in the UK. We're sitting out in the garden. It's cocktail hour, and you know, the weather's nice to us. Probably not as hot as it is in Sacramento. I'm very sorry I can't be there in person, but this is a particularly complicated time of year for us. But I'm really pleased that you've had a good show, and I'm looking forward to talking to you and answering your questions.
Great. Well, whoa, excuse me. Well, we appreciate it for sure. It would have been nice if you could have made it. I know you've made it to Emmy West shows in the past, and it was always appreciated. I guess it helps to show up when there's lots of hardware to sell that has an operating system attached to it. I don't see Ben around currently, so he can't go hide.
I can hardly hear you. Is it possible to turn the volume up in my direction at all?
Yeah, I think I can do that. Maybe that one doesn't do it. Is that better?
That's a bit better.
Okay, good.
Bit more would be even more better.
More better, yes. As always. I'm juggling three different sliders in two different places. So, okay. Is that any better on your side?
Yeah, I can hear you. That's fine.
Okay. Bring up that website. So one of the things that we do is we have a poll online that has questions that people write in before the show. So I'm going to start by asking... Kermit's making faces at me. What?
That's natural.
Hello, Alan.
Kermit says hello. Thank you,
Kermit. Hello, Kermit.
Hey, Alan, I just wanted to...
I'm really going
to
pay that invoice soon.
Just wanted to say, could you sell some image effects over there for us?
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
He wants you to sell image effects. That was his shameless plug. So the first question that we have that has 16 votes here, is there any plan to create a small ITX Amiga 1 G4 or PPC 405 board, a board that can be used inside classic Amigas as a plug-in module to a PC drive bay, i.e. the spark plug, or an upgrade to an old baby ATPC?
Let me understand that. You asked me if there's a mini ITX board in the works. The answer to that is yes. That's the Amiga 1 Lite. Can it be used in a box with an A1200? Well, it's a lot smaller than A1200, so I'm sure somebody's going to do that. But that's not what it was designed for. It's primarily designed as an entry level and, you know, think, but 10 years on, CD32 type replacement on one hand, and on the other hand, as an engine for a multimedia and embedded system box, which we, the sort of thing we've actually been making our money in terms of stripping down Amigas, 1200s and things, and sticking them into boxes for industrial systems. So that goes there. Ultimately, it should also be a model for a lower cost mass market device which goes out through the high street, and but unlike Xbox and PlayStation 2, where we'll be popular but not be subsidized, so you know, we won't be needing large license fees from software developers just to be able to ship the hardware out.
Okay, the next question we have is around the PowerPC 970. Genesi has mentioned plans to release a board with the 970 support early next year. Do you have any roadmap for the Amiga 2, Amiga 3, when the Amiga...
Well, the 970 is only just sampling yet, and there really, apart from Apple, are no significant support chips out there. As you're probably aware, IBM have actually asked my, amongst others, but my specifically, to develop the support circuitry for that. And that isn't out yet. It will be out, and it will probably be sampling early next year. You know, until that's there, the 970 is available in volume and at a reasonable price for anyone other than Apple. Then, you know, we won't be doing anything. But as soon as the price points hit, we will. And, you know, that's a very significant thing. We've got some very close relationships with IBM, and they're very keen to see this out, and they're very keen, having seen OS 3 on 68,000 hardware demonstrated in public by me, to them, to use OS 4 as an engine that delivers far more horsepower than anything that we've seen so far on the popular desktop platforms. And, you know, I don't think your audience there will have any difficulty in realizing coupling with OS 4 with something as powerful as the 970 is really going to put a paradigm shift in computing, desktop computing.
The next question we have is, the person who wrote in says, I know that questions like how many are not answered, but can you give any percentage information of which number of pre-orders have been fulfilled, what is the increase in new orders now, and what is the percentage difference between G3, G4 orders, and how many are wanting even better like me? And finally, who will pay for the early bird OS 4 for the Amiga 1 boards to Hyperion?
Sorry, well, the early bird system was really just introduced for two reasons. First of all, we needed to get some volume hardware out there because there are a lot of people out there who have got a lot to contribute to the development of OS 4 and application software, and actually understanding the hardware is a significant part of that. Secondly, we've worked incredibly closely with Hyperion. It's been difficult. You know, we had to do this as essentially a zero cost exercise. We haven't been throwing huge amounts of subsidy into the product. We haven't been taking on huge amounts of directly paid staff, either us or Hyperion. So it has to be a sensible business case. You know, and in all my years in business, I never believe that you can successfully subsidize a product highly at the outset and try and use that as a sustainable business model. It doesn't work. That path is fraught. So what we've been trying to do with the early bird system is actually allow people who are interested in early adoption and learning the hardware, and, you know, obviously learning about Linux in the meantime, but hit the floor running as soon as OS 4 is available, allow them to buy the product early and allow us to flow some cash flow towards Hyperion to help with the development of OS 4. That's how it works. So I think that's all probably answered the early bird system. In terms of the volumes, my own personal favourite is actually the G3 because, you know, we run that. I think virtually everyone runs it, although they shouldn't do, overclocked at 933 megahertz. It delivers a lot of performance, and it runs at 3.6 watts. The G4 runs in the sort of 20 odd watts range according to specifications. In practice, it actually uses more power than that. Or small embedded quiet systems, you know, small computer systems in the sort of the mold of the history of the Amiga, the G3 is very, very nice, very low cost, very low heat output processor. Now, in terms of orders, as expected, because there isn't a huge amount of difference between the prices of the CPUs and therefore not between the systems, then the overwhelming majority have been for G4 systems, and you know, that is as predicted. I would say overall we've probably had more G3 orders than we expected, but of course it's upgradable, and we will be doing trading options as we tell people who've ordered G3s in the near future as soon as we've cleared the backlog. I think it's fair to say that in terms of sort of standard ATX form factor boards, we've shipped far more of those than anyone else in the history of the world, as it were. I mean, I can only go from, you know, the sort of numbers that have been released on the Pegasus, but we're well in excess of that in terms of product shipped. That's just on early bird systems without OS4. So, and we know also that there are probably for every early bird system purchased without OS4 now, there are four or five people waiting in the sidelines ready to purchase. So overall, the predictions are probably a little bit higher than our original expectations when we went into this project.
Well, that's very encouraging to hear. The next question we have is, when will the Amiga 1 XE G4 pre-built systems be start shipping?
We are starting to ship them now. I mean, the pre-built systems, of course, are really shipped by dealers, and we have a sort of a dual role here, which I'm not incredibly comfortable with, because we are essentially the dealer in the UK, as well as the distributor and dealer support agent. So we've got some negotiations in hand to introduce other dealers in the UK and make sure that the market is competitive and all the rest of it. We're shipping our own G4 and G3 built systems now. But, you know, our prime concern has always been, has to be, to make sure that the dealers around the world who are doing a fantastic job are well supported, and, you know, we can actually supply them with goods as well. Because obviously it takes, it's a lot more efficient means of distribution to go through a dealer network than to do everything yourself. So, my apologies to people in the UK, we are addressing that, and their systems are going out. Anyone who's ordered a board from us from overseas, we are saying that, you know, unless there's an absolutely overwhelming reason why not, then you really should order that from your local dealer. And, you know, we will do everything possible to make that transition smooth. Because you can get the local support from them. That's really important. You know, the local dealer has to have sufficient margin to make, to provide that support, and we've tried in our pricing structure to make that available. And the local dealers, and you have several in the UK, and I know Louis there as well, particularly, are doing a fantastic job supporting the product.
Good to hear. This is a follow-up question. Is there any work going on to commission an official Amiga One case for pre-built systems?
Well, official in the sense that are we putting some money into getting one done? The answer is yes. I was 2 weeks ago, I was with a company in France called Neo Design, who are really industrial designers, but also Amiga freaks as well. And they originally produced a very expensive, but very expensive to produce because it was machined from solid aluminium and, you know, perspex and all the rest of it, plexiglass. But they've now produced another one, and what I've agreed to do is to take the risk from them. So what they're going to do is take a standard high-quality case and put Amiga logos and have a custom design front panel in machined aluminium, which looks very nice. So I'm taking the risk out of them by ordering the custom components from them early, and then we'll provide those to the dealer network. That's going to come, it'll be available probably in about a month's time, I would think, for ordering via the dealer network. And the great thing about doing it that way is, if necessary, we can supply the conversion kits to dealers to save shipping huge amounts of steel and other metalwork around the country, around the world.
So the next question we have is, what is next for the Amiga One? And they list off a bunch of options, and I'll just run through them. AGP4X, more PCI slots, PCIX or PCX support, DDR, USB 2, FireWire, serial ATA, the what we all want, an Amiga keyboard with Amiga keys. And you've already answered the 970 part, so if you could talk to device support and so on.
I mean, what you have to understand is that this is, as far as the Amiga market itself is concerned, it really is small beer, even if we exceed all expectations. You know, the standard purchase order, if you go to Taiwan, China, or any reputable PC manufacturer, most of them don't want to talk to you unless you're going to buy 500,000 boards with cash up front. Well, you know, it'd be nice to think that there were 500,000 Amiga users out there, but there aren't. There's probably, well, at most a tenth of that, and probably more realistically, about a 20th or 25th of that. So it isn't feasible to keep producing more boards with new designs, because all that does is increase the unit cost. And as I said, the business model we work to is one which we look at, and the product has to be self-sustainable for ourselves and the dealers. It has to cover its costs. We're not in a position of throwing large subsidies at it just to attract market share and then whatever. We have to look at that. So our main issue is, how do we do two things? How do we get the price down and the volumes up? Now, the volumes up, keep the price down, we must avoid keep redesigning the product every few months, unless it serves a different position in the marketplace, like the A1 Mini. Secondly, we get the volume up by actually going into different markets other than just what I would call the dedicated user desktop market, and that means building on our existing expertise in systems which use the Amiga OS in industrial markets, and also going into some other markets for which the hardware is ideally suited for, which is like the Linux server market and stuff like that. There are some very big emerging markets in the Far East, I'm going over to a major conference in Shanghai, September, end of September, beginning of October, to speak to the Chinese government along with a lot of other people, including IBM. And, you know, that's all part of the process of building up the credibility, the volume, and also showing OS 4 to show how much more you can deliver than the conventional wisdom would say you could deliver with a conventional operating with a Mac OS or a Windows for the same level of hardware. You know, we'd be able to show them running really cheap, you know, say 400 megahertz 750 CXE processors with OS 4, which, you know, are going to, it's just going to be unbelievable to anyone who's used to the Windows or Mac market.
There's several questions listed here regarding Amiga PowerPC-based laptops. Can you comment toward that?
Well, the same issue goes really. You know, I mean, to do that, laptops are probably even more expensive to produce than, well, they are more expensive than motherboards because you have to have the support stuff around. One of the things we're looking at is to see whether we can, in a year's time or so, and it won't be any earlier than that, is re-engineer the small form factor of the A1 Lite into a form factor which fits into a standard notebook layout. That looks likely at the moment, but as you know, as everyone who's ever been in the notebook market knows, you know, these things have got about a 6 month life cycle, and that in itself poses a difficulty. There's nothing wrong in terms of actually we now have the technology, particularly with the IBM, you know, IBM's processors, to go into that market. The market has to be there to justify the investment. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but I suspect it probably isn't just in the pure Amiga market until we somehow increase that market by introducing the Amiga One Lite into, as a sort of an entry level but expandable leisure computing product of choice. Very much as the Amiga 1200 used to be in the old days. Amiga 500 before that.
Okay, so looking here for more questions. Doesn't look like I've got a lot coming in from online. We have 40, 50-odd people here. Does anyone have a question for Alan from the show? Going once? Anyone? I don't see any hands. I think you answered the questions quite well. Well, thank you for your dialing
well,
in.
Just before you go, just one thing. I mean, you may all have been too busy enjoying the show to realize it, but there's a sort of announcement gone up yesterday. We've actually tied up now with AmigaWorld.net to host the Amiga One news and user forums. And so that's quite good. As it happens, by pure coincidence, about 4 years ago, we actually bought the domain Welcome to Amiga World. So we've got that. We're going to point that to their site and vice versa. So I think, you know, anyone out there is interested, you know, please point your browsers at AmigaWorld.net, and I think you'll see some very interesting stuff going on there.
Great. And before you sign off, Brian had a few words for you.
Alan, it's great to hear from you. This is Brian Dineen.
And I hope you all have a really great show. As I said, I'm very sorry I can't be there. I'll definitely be there next year. So, you know, have a great time.
Well, we are.
I can have my first glass of wine. You guys have a beer on me.
Yeah, we are having a great show, and I just wanted to publicly invite you to AmiWest 2004 and just make sure that you know that we are having a show here in Sacramento next year. So,
brilliant. I love California. I'd really like to come back there next year. Thank you.
Good. I hope that you can come. And on behalf of the whole committee, which is this year about double the size it was last year, we thank you for calling in and for your continued support. I know I'm enjoying the Amiga One that I bought from you, and it really works well. So thanks very much.
Right. Well, thank you very much for everyone out there who's continued to support us. I know things have taken longer than we'd expected, but the product you've got, and I'm sure most of you will now have seen OS 4, OS 4 is a fantastic product. Ben Hermans and his guys are doing a fantastic job. You know, Amiga Inc. are supporting us to the extent that they can. And overall, we are very, very nearly there. And you've got, you know, this really is the rebirth of the Amiga computing platform. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you very much, Alan. Have a good day.
Okay. Have a great show.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.